There's a famous Ba'aturim at the beginning of this week's parasha that tells us that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. A very famous Ba'aturim that says 17 is Gematria Toiv. Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Rishana. 17 is Gematria Toiv. And that these were the best years of Yaakov's life. Best years of Yaakov's life. In one sense, we could understand that. There were years of a little more tranquility. He was back with Yosef. He wasn't being run after by Esau. But the Heilige Semes Tzedek, he learned this from his Melamed when he was a little boy, and he was bothered. And he went to the Baal Tanya, his Zayde. He says, Zaidi, how could the years of Toiv, these best years seemingly of Yaakov's life, be in Mitzrayim? Be in the hub of Taiva, of the morality of that society? Shouldn't the years of Toiv be in Eretz Yisrael? How could it be? And the Baal Tanya looked at his grandson, Veinkelch, and he said, look back to last week's parasha. What did Yaakov Avinu do when he was on his way down to Mitzrayim? V'as Yehuda sholach lefanav. He sent Yehuda to set up Bati Midrashos. When you have Torah, when you're learning Torah, wherever you are could be the best of places. Wherever you are could be the best of years. Vada, it doesn't mean to say we shouldn't yearn to be in Yerushalayim and have Torah in Yerushalayim. But when you have Torah, you can be Mekadesh wherever you are. You can have Or in the Choshech of Mitzrayim. You can have Or in the Choshech of the five towns. When you have Torah. You know, Chevra, this upcoming Shabbos Kodesh is your side of the Bnei Yisachar. Zeichas Adi Kodesh Baruch. We've shared so much Torah over the years from the Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar Mamash changed our lives. So I could not share some Torah from the Yisachar. You know, famously in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu gives brachos to Menashe and Ephraim. We all know, we remember when we were in kindergarten, we came home with the picture of his hands crossed and putting his right hand over Ephraim, his left hand over Menashe, even though Menashe was the Bechor. So many ask, why didn't he just switch their sides? Why did he cross his hands? Why not just put Menashe on the left and Ephraim on the right and keep his hands straight? Why'd he cross his hands? So I saw this week, first of all, Noy Meli Melech, just to share, because it's a big chizik. The Rebbe Rav Melech, of the Enikol of the Moshe David, the Enikol of the Noy Meli Melech, what a schus it is to have here. Noy Meli Melech says, it's just a lesson in having proper kavod for each other. And not chas v'shalom to ever embarrass another person. Einachanami, for various reasons, the Chashbonos, Ephraim was supposed to have the right hand. But if he'd go and switch their sides completely and put Menashe on the left, he would feel very embarrassed and terribly, big busha. So even if you have to do something in some way, you try to do it in the nicest way possible, in the most sensitive way possible. So instead of mamish completely flipping them, he just very nonchalantly put his hands on in that way. It's a chizik teaching every one of us, how we treat other people, how we think to deal with other people. It's a big chizik. But Bnei Yisachar says something a little deeper. Bnei Yisachar says that the reason he didn't switch their sides is because there had to be a godless to Menashe as well. Menashe was on the right side. And he explains that the first Beis HaMikdash, years later, was going to, the Chanukas of the first Beis HaMikdash was going to be in the month of Tishrei. And the month of Tishrei is the month of Ephraim. And therefore, Yaakov took his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, because you're going to have Beis HaMikdash. But he still kept Menashe on the right side. Because Menashe is the month of Cheshvan. And La'asad Lavo, we're davening for every single day. The third Beis HaMikdash is going to have the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash in the month of Cheshvan in the time of Menashe. So he had godless as well. And that's why he's on the right side, Bnei Yisachar says. How are we going to be zoichet to that Beis HaMikdash? The Arachayim HaKadosh teaches us that we're at the end of the fourth galus, and the first galus we're zoichet Agula in the Zchus of Avinu, and second galus in Zchus of Yitzchak Avinu, and third galus in Zchus of Yaakov Avinu, and this galus is going to be in Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Emes, V'Torah, so Emes is Torah. And it's going to be in the Zchus of Torah, and the Zchus of Amelus B'Torah. That's Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefanov. You want to know how you get out of Galus? It's through Torah, and when you have Torah, it's an Or V'Choyshech, the Baal Tanya was saying. So too we were yearning, not just for the right hand over Ephraim, but for the right side of Menashe to come to fruition, like the Eilige words of Bnei Yisachar. And we could do our part by connecting deeper to Torah, to be amal more b'Torah, to be toiling in Torah, be one with Torah. And this chus of our Torah will be zoicha to bring aura to whatever choshech in the world, b'prat, and to zoicha to that aura b'chlal with the gula shleim, with Mashiach Kenu, b'mheira b'yameinu. Hey, look at Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.